Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 103, Cultivating Gratitude in Our Daily Walk. Enoch Paul delivered this message in the Practical Applications from Bible Character series on November 24th, 2019.
Good to have you all here. I really am excited. It's one of those things. I don't know. I don't drink coffee. I had herbal coffee. My wife tells me I can't drink coffee, but I'm allowed to smell it. But but once you have too much of coffee, you feel like floating. You know, you feel like breathless. I feel like that. I feel like God's going to do something here. I don't know what it is, but I'm expectant. And so I just felt like speaking in tongues. I don't want to speak in English. English is too limited, you know. So be expectant. And I was telling Thomas on Friday, God gave me a brilliant new idea. We're going to do a little different. Nice dress, Angie. A little different. We're going to do something different here. And we'll let the Holy Spirit do what he does best. You know, we'll just step out of the way because that's the best. Okay? Amen. All righty. I got to keep watch on my time. You know how we preachers are. Okay. I am going to talk to you today about the attitude of gratitude. Amen. The attitude of gratitude. That's one of the things that we don't see that as one of the fruits, but it definitely comes from the Holy Spirit. The attitude of gratitude. So how can we cultivate gratitude in our daily walk? Because that's one thing that, at least I know that, you know, we teach a lot about the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, you know, and grace and love, walk in love. We got all these big, huge themes throughout the Bible. But we don't focus so much, you know, and I know some of you probably do. We don't hear a lot about attitudes of gratitude, you know, being thankful, you know, being thankful. So I am going to talk to you about that. And in your bulletins, you probably have a few questions that we will go through. But I want to talk about that, and we are going to move in that and do some exercises towards the end of the sermon. So not this exercise is where you go swing your arms. We're going to practice something, and this is going to be fun for many of you. It might be a little sticky for some of you. So I'll keep my eyes open for those who are sticky. Extra prayer for them. You can't escape. You're in now. If you step out and go, I know, hey, come on in. The Lord's got a word for you. So you're all caught. And, you know, just as I imagined, we're crowded today. So, I have a video. By the way, you know, the Lord reminded me to give a shout out to Santos and Mew, who very diligently are the backbenchers, you know. They sit there and do the trouble, you know, and help us keep things smooth. And like usual, you know, the last moment God gives me a video, like, oh, I got to include this. And I go and Mew's like, it's just, okay. So I really appreciate you both, okay? So, Mew, do you have that video on? Okay, the key word here is first and foremost, attitude. No, I'm not endorsing Oprah, but I found that.
Let me just say to all of you on Facebook right now, to everybody who has a complaint on the tip of your tongue, I want you just to shut your mouth and watch this tape, because Pastor Rick had one request for tonight's show, to include a man who he says is one of the best examples of winning the hand you're dealt. This is going to shut your mouth. It's going to shut your mouth. Just close it right now. Take a look at this.
Born in Australia without arms or legs, 30-year-old Nick Vujicic has become a symbol of triumph against all odds. His inspiring YouTube videos have been watched over 100 million times.
It's a lie to think that you're not good enough. It's a lie to think that you're not worth anything.
But the road to self-acceptance was excruciating for Nick. For years, he was harassed and tormented at school. When he was 10, Nick attempted suicide. After years of feeling worthless and alone, Nick's awakening came while reading an article about a disabled man who refused to let physical limitations hold him back. In that moment, Nick says he discovered the power to take control of his life, and he has. Today, Nick surfs, he snorkels, he golfs, and plays soccer. He's traveled to 44 countries with his message of hope.
Even the worst part of your life can come together for the good.
And less than a year ago, Nick married the love of his life and danced at their wedding.
Nick's in our audience tonight. Say hello to Nick. We're standing up for Nick. Now, this is what's so unbelievable. As you've heard, people complain about the spots on their face, and people complain about not having a boyfriend and not being able to have the mates of their life. What happened to you that you were able to take all of your chemistry, being born with no arms and no legs, take your connections, your relationships, your life circumstances, mm-hmm. your state of consciousness, and then choose, make the conscious choice yeah. that you were going to take all of that, which the rest of the world looks at, you know, undeniably as a pretty bad hand, and that you were going to turn it into something, you were going to be exalted by it. What happened to you that you were able to do that?
Oprah, I know that you love to think out of the box and have things outside of the box on your yeah. show. Yeah. And I know that you love illustration. So if I may illustrate in about 180 seconds, can I do something a little crazy, but it'll
Certainly.
Be powerful?
Go
Is that
right
cool?
Ahead.
You got a camera behind me, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. Come. This step right here, is there enough light here?
Okay.
The chemistry. I was born without arms and legs. The chemistry I could not change in my life. I know that God didn't give me this pain, but what the enemy tried to use for bad, he turned into good.
Yeah.
And then, the connections. I want to tell Porsche, look, I'm a guy, I love cars, okay? And I love Porsches more than Ferraris, okay? And I want everyone to know that we are wonderfully and fearfully made. And until you can actually understand that we are all wonderfully and fearfully made from God, I want you to know that you will always be trapped and chained and you will be stopped. But when you have the incredible power of faith in action, nothing holds you back. And you're beautiful just the way that you are. No worries. For me, I felt the connection. Yeah. For me, in my life, I'm thinking, man, I'm not going to get married. I can't, you know, can't even hold my wife's hand. What connection am I going to have? But you know what? All things come together for the good for those who love Him. Then, this is a little bit high. I'm going to break my arm, man. This is pretty crazy. All right. Circumstances, being born without arms and legs, man, it's all about choice. But you asked me what it was. I had parents who were my heroes. They always said, you can either be angry for what you don't have or be thankful for what you do have. Do your best and God will do the rest. Then consciousness, because I gave my life to Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And the renewing of my mind.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I knew that I could be unstoppable.
We all need an attitude check.
Amen.
Let's quit looking at our limitations. Let's look quitting at what we don't have, what our issues, our problems are, because we don't want to come to church just bringing our problems. We want to come from church and tell the devil, this is what I have, and I'll kick your butt. Am I allowed to say that? We're allowed to kick his butt. Because I hate the devil, because he's a liar.
Amen.
He's a liar.
Amen.
He's going to lie to you left, right, because you know why? He knows he's got limited time.
That's right.
And his time is getting lesser and lesser.
Yes.
And the church, the bride of Christ, is getting stronger and stronger.
Yes.
So we need an attitude check. So I loved that video. I looked at many different videos, but seemed like what God was leading me to talk about was so impregnated in that video. So I thought, okay, what do I do, Lord? Let's do it. Let's take at it. So, alrighty, attitude check. Let me start with something funny. Thinking about attitude. Four Catholic ladies were sitting together, like usual, talking and bragging about their sons. So the first Catholic lady said, "My son is a priest. When he walks into the room, everybody calls him father." The second Catholic lady said, "Ah, that's nothing. My son is a bishop. When he walks into the room, everybody calls him your grace." The third one says, "Ha, that's nothing. My son is a cardinal. When he walks into the room, everyone calls him your eminence." The last one heard all of that, said, "I beat you all. My son is 6'3", has broad shoulders, he's incredibly handsome and dresses impeccably well. When he walks into the room, all the ladies say, oh my God." Depends on how you see it. Alrighty. We are here about the attitude check. We want to have the attitude of gratitude. One thing I've realized is, in my journey with Jesus, it's a beautiful journey. I just love him. I just love him a lot. In my journey with Jesus, whenever he has pointed something in my life that needs to change, which is good. Sanctification, that's what it is. He doesn't point everything at the same time. It'll get overwhelming. But one day he'll say, "Hey, what about that?" You know? My responsibility is not to say, I give excuses and say, "I can't do this, this is too difficult, this is not me, blah, 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 blah. Let's go off of it," you know? My responsibility is to say, how can I start practicing it, because that's already inside me. Does that make sense? It's already inside me. So the question I need to say, how can I practice this to be most effective? Because the more I practice, I start walking in that discipline that God is showing me. I become more like Jesus. I'm a better reflection of him. And then after some time, he says, "What about that area? Woo!" So we are talking about the attitude of gratitude. And hopefully by the end of this, we are at least going to the next level. Now, you might be in this level of having a great attitude of gratitude, thanksgiving, thanking God for the good, bad, ugly, and God wants you to push you. He wants to push you to the next level. And if you're not being there, it's like, there's nothing. You don't know my life. I understand. It's okay. But we can start somewhere. So my aim is hopefully we can come to that place where we consciously do it and practice it and make it a lifestyle. Does that make sense? Not too difficult, right? Okay, so I did some research according to the Harvard Medical School, because they are, you know, it's known, Harvard Medical School, they're really, really good. Gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. The two psychologists, Dr. Robert Emmons of the University of California and Dr. Michael McCullough of the University of Miami, have done much of the research on gratitude. In one study, they asked all participants to write a few sentences each week focusing on particular topics. They said, let's do this test. One group wrote about things that they were grateful for that had occurred during that week. The second group wrote about daily irritations or things that displeased them. And the third group wrote about events that affected none of that, nothing positive or negative. After 10 weeks, those who wrote about gratitude were more optimistic, felt better about their lives. They were also more active, exercised more, had fewer visits to the physicians than those who focused on the sources of aggravation. My solution, read the Bible. You don't have to go to Harvard. So what is gratitude? See, the Oxford Dictionary says, it defines it as the quality of being thankful, or the readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. That's what the, bless you. That's what the Oxford dictionary says. The Webster's original 1878 dictionary states, it's an emotion of the heart, excited by a favor or benefit received. It's the emotion of the heart. So gratitude is something that you cannot manufacture. It has to come from the inside. And you very well know, you can't put anything inside you unless God births it. Right? So gratitude comes from God. So the source is from God. In other words, you can't be grateful if God doesn't touch something in you and changes, and gratitude comes from within your spirit. Because see, your spirit, now if you're born again, your spirit and God's spirit, they're in cahoots. They're working together. They are making something out of you. So having said that, I want to, this will be one of the shortest messages I've given. I have 3 points about gratitude. Is that a laugh of faith or? No, I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. I have 3 points. I had 6 points. God said, eh, too much. You trumpet too much. So I got 3 points. Number one, gratitude is an attitude. Did I talk about that? Gratitude is an attitude. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord. Regardless of your situation, regardless of your circumstances, and regardless of what you're going through, regardless of your losses, regardless of what you have or don't have, it don't matter, because gratitude comes because of not what you have or who you are, but who he is. Now, I am talking to people who have a relationship with Jesus. If you do not have a relationship with Jesus or would like to start a relationship with Jesus, it's very simple. No, we can pray after the service, and we can really make sure that you understand how to get into the kingdom. And if you're listening on the podcast, call the church. There's a contact number, and we will get in touch with you. We will lead you through whatever it is. This is for people who have a relationship. If you are connected with the most powerful being in the whole universe, you got something good happening. So our gratitude and the attitude of gratitude is because of who he is. So give thanks to the Lord. And Psalm 119:68 says, God is good and all that he does is good. Yes. I have not seen one thing that is not good that God did. Amen. And that video illustrates that. Imagine being born without hands and feet, being bullied, trying to kill yourself at the age of 10. But he says, this God didn't do it. You know, a lot of people question God. You know, they never question if they win a $10 million lottery. Right. Oh, I did it. I went this. I did this. I. Some loss happens. God, why did you do it? Exactly. I mean, we blame even the devil. I mean, he's thinking, I didn't do it. Seriously, I did not do it. I mean, you were so dumb. You were so dumb. You didn't fill gas. And you go and you did the car. I didn't do it. Don't blame your dumbness on the devil. He's got already a lot of blame. Understand this. The Lord taught me a few months back 3 things about goodness. I'm not going to go. That's a new sermon. But one of the things he taught was this. I believe it literally. God is good and all that he does is good. Yeah. So now you have to change your perspective about how you see your situation. Right. You understand? Yeah. We all need lens changes every now and then, and I'll talk about that a little later. Remember, your attitude, not your aptitude, determines your altitude. How far you go, how long you go, depends on your attitude. Now, Nick, the video that we saw, he couldn't have achieved if he did not connect to the Lord and the Lord spoke to him. I mean, give me arms and legs. Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, heal the blind, raise the dead. Sure, I could do that. But God had something greater. So Nick had to change his perspective. He's like, I am willing and open to what you have. And now he's reached over 70 million people, and he's wanting to reach 7 billion, the whole world. He's traveled 44 countries. So here's the thing. If you're negatively minded, you will see things from a negative standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's the thing. Now, a lot of people, and I know this was true for me. If I heard that preach, I'd be like, yeah, I agree. But you know, we are so pickled in the negativity of thinking in a certain way that we don't realize we subtly do it. And so today, I want to help all of us, including me, to go to the next level so we don't do the worship of hell. Grumbling, complaining, being negative is worship of hell. Because see, what happens in heaven? They're worshiping and praising God. Right. You know, they're worshiping, praising God 24/7. Nobody's like, how long is this worship going to go? Lord, I could kill an angel for a coffee, you know. Nobody does that. You know why? Because the atmosphere of heaven is different. You're thinking, I want to do this forever and ever and ever and ever. And everybody said amen. Amen. But what is the opposite? In hell, there's grumbling, complaining, negative. It's too hot here. It's too painful here. It's too dark here. Right. I bet, you know, you couldn't stand the people down there. So we have to change our negative attitude. But the question is, how do you perceive your situation and your circumstances? I have to figure out, how do I change this mindset? If you want to change your circumstances, you must first change your perception of your circumstances. How do you see it? If the doctor says, this is what you have, I'm so sorry to tell you. How do you see that? What if the thoughts that are coming are not good, are negative? How about if I see it from God's perspective? Then I see a totally new world. And maybe I need to start from there. I'm not talking just about your health. Everything else, your relationships. If they're not working out for you, maybe I need to see things from God's perspective. This is what I call a lens change. You need to change your glasses, get another frame with new lenses. And then, oh, I see clearly. I see better. I see new things. I see things I've never seen before. You know why? Because God said, my thoughts are not yours, dude. Dude is not what he said, but you understand. And my ways, much higher. My practice in my journey with Jesus is, every time I see something and it doesn't make sense, my question to him is, so how do you see it? And because I have the mind of Christ, he says, I'm glad you asked. And he lets me into that secret place and I see it and I say, whoa, this is better. Amen. Everyone needs a lens change. How do I see the situation? How do I see this problem? How do I see the circumstances? Because I want to change the attitude that I am in right now and change it to the attitude that Jesus had. You know, Jesus is carrying the cross. They whipped him, spit on him, pulled his beard. He's half naked. He's bleeding. And it says, for the joy that was his, I'm thinking, put me off quickly because I'm dying here. But he says, for the joy that was set. He was joyful. Now, I'm presuming he didn't dance around like, yee-hee! No. But there was something that he saw that made him so joyful that you and I are no longer going to be slaves of sin, needing that kind of punishment and condemnation. But you and I will become worshipers, will become lovers of God. We will be just like God. Because remember, 1 Peter 4:17 says, as he is in heaven, so are we here on earth. In other words, I'm doing what he's doing. Jesus said, I only do what the Father does, right? I hear, see, that's exactly what I'm doing. And now we can do that. Yeah, and he says greater things. He says, I'll put on us, you will do more than me. More than me. How do I see that now? I want to change that. Number two, gratitude is an intentional attitude. So number one, gratitude is an attitude. Number two, gratitude is an intentional attitude. Anytime you want to move the needle from where it is to going forward, you have to be intentional. I'll tell you one thing. I know sometimes things happen, your heart's broken, or you've had bad relationship, bad patterns, or things that experiences that have just ground you hard, and you are in a place of apathy. You don't know how to move, and I kid you not. I read a report last week about people taking medicines to fix their addictions or fix them to even get up in the morning. I'm thinking, you need medicine? Maybe that's what they call it, coffee. But, I don't know. All you coffee drinkers, and I love coffee. I'm just not allowed to drink it. That's all. But you see, you have to become intentional. You've got to decide, I've got to move this. Then you can ask the question, how do I do it, Lord? And God's like, glad you asked the questions. I was waiting. So it is very intentional. Number two, gratitude is an intentional attitude. Remember this, God is intentional. God is very, very intentional. How do you know it? Before he created, before he said, in the Godhead, he said, let us make man in our image. Let us make man in our image. Before he said that, Revelations, I think 13:8 says, Jesus was the lamb slain at the foundation. Boy, oh boy, did he think through and says, I think I need a savior. Where can I find him? And Jesus is like, me? Brilliant. Thank you for volunteering, because nothing else would do. You are the perfect lamb. That's intentionality. Can you imagine? Like Tanya, like at the foundation of the world, you were in his thoughts. You were already born in his thoughts. And he says, for Tanya, yes. My son, you're it. I'm going to sacrifice you. You're going to pay the price. We're going to get the deal done before we step into the world and make those humans who we're going to love and who's going to love us. Mark, it's the same for you. You were born in the mind of Christ, in the mind of God, and God said yes for him. Donna, yes. So the psalmist says on intentionality, Psalm 9, verse 1, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all of your wonderful deeds. And in Psalm 34, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You see, gratitude must be intentionally cultivated. You got to make a choice. And you can practice. That's what you got life for, to practice all the good things God's poured into you. Now, if you fail, it's okay. No, the school of hard knocks is not going to spare you much. But the school that God takes you, you can fail 1,000 times. He's going to give you the test again. Isn't that fun? He's going to give it to you till you pass. I wish they did that in high schools and colleges. I mean, you could fail 4 times and they kick you out. They got your money. They don't need you, right? But God's like, nah, let's do it again. It's like, I can't. Don't ever say I can't. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I put that in the word. Don't ever say I can't, but this is too difficult. Seriously, you're going to have my enabler, my counselor, everything inside, mighty God inside you, and you're going to say difficult. Oh yeah, I see you're changing my lenses. You got a whole lot of lenses, son. But I will do it through you, and I'm going to watch over that word that I put in you. We need that. It is intentionally clear. You've got to make an effort. If you don't think anything good today, think at least one thing. How can I be intentional towards God? Because he's very intentional towards you. It takes effort. It takes a conscious decision to move in gratitude. Good thing is, once you start practicing, that's fun, I'll tell you what. It's so fun. I love fun. I have fun practicing with Jesus. He's just fun. I can't explain. I'll start speaking in tongues since you won't understand that. The key to living in gratitude is moving in the opposite direction of your negative circumstances. So here's the thing. Practice. Anything that comes that is negative towards you, think about this. Stop. Think. What is the opposite spirit? If you feel like grumbling about something, I wish I had a little more money. Hold on. Whew, that's negative. That's not from God. So what does God say? What is the opposite of that? What was that?
Rejoice.
Praise God. Flesh and blood has not revealed it, but my Father in heaven. So now you can practice rejoicing even though you don't feel it. Now here's the thing. Now ladies, you might, you have extra grace for that. Because ladies feel, right? Women feel. Men think. They feel, but they don't feel as much, right? And I've given this example. Tina, what do you think about this? I don't know. What do you feel about this? Time. Why? And God's wired it because that's the God's aspect, the feminine aspect of God. God has emotions. So sometimes we do, you know, we have more feelings about something than faith. It's okay. You can practice. My wife practices. I help her a lot. It's good when she's there. I face the music at home later. No, I'm just kidding. I'm the man of the house. Lord, where am I going? Help me out here.
Take away the shovel.
Actually, I let my kids do that. Bad joke. Life can be challenging. Life can be challenging. Sometimes it's hard to find anything to be thankful for. I'm not joking. I'm seriously telling you. Sometimes it's hard. And sometimes you have soaked in something so long, there's nothing else coming out of you except whimpers. God, why? In those situations, gratitude can be your act of faith.
Amen.
God is so good. He gives you so much to practice on. In other words, gratitude is the antidote for anything negative. Even when the world seems to be falling apart, we can remind ourselves that, hey, He is good all the time. I am going to give that to you. Remember I told you God gave me something about goodness. I feel like I have to share that. So, yes, hallelujah. Three things about goodness. God is good, and all that He does is good. And the Lord told me, remember these three things. These are three keys. If you hold on to that, you'll look things in a different perspective. That's Psalm 119, verse 68. Then He said, write this down. All things work together for good for me. For those who love God and call according to His purpose. Romans 8, 28. So God is good. All things will work good for me. Then I have this opportunity to do this good to others. Galatians 6, 10. I'm confident of this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27, 13. So the three keys, God is good. I'm good. I can do good. God says it. I believe it. That settles it. But that's about the goodness of God. The key is remind yourself God is good, so I am not walking in this negative. Amen. Number three, gratitude is an intentional attitude that reflects faith. Number one, it's an attitude. Number two, it's an intentional attitude. Number three, it's an intentional attitude that reflects faith. Amen. Hebrews 11:1 says, Now faith is being sure of what we hope for. Be convinced of what we do not see. See, gratitude is what I show now. Amen. Before I see anything, God is good. He promised it. He's never failed. He's never had an oops moment. He never gets up on the wrong side of His bed. He is good. He's good. He's good. He's always been good. He's always will be good. Amen. And so He's going to be good to me. That's His promise. So now I have faith in that word. I'm going to start giving thanks now, so I can see what I'm looking forward when it comes. Amen. Gratitude is what I show now because I see my sure future the way He sees it. Remember? I want to know what you see, because what I see don't look so great. Looks bleak. What do you see? And then He lifts you up, puts you on His bosom, and He says, now look forward. Whoa, that's much better. Put me down. I want to walk now. I've got faith now because I've seen something in faith. The bigger my faith, the greater my gratitude. And this is because I can now see from His perspective. Here's a key that you can practice. If your perspective is not working, change it. If all your thinking has brought you to a place of nothing, have another thought.
Amen.
You can choose to have a different thought. Have a different perspective. This one is not working. This is stinking up my house. Take it out, throw it out, get a new one.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
You wouldn't drive a car that's broken, tattered, and going to fail anytime. You're going to replace it, right?
Right?
Why wouldn't you change your attitude? Why wouldn't you change your thought? Why wouldn't you change your perspective? Because if you want to take God's perspective, you're going to walk. You're going to run. You're going to soar. Why would you want to even settle for second best? We don't even say, we want the best.
Amen.
Yeah? Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Get his perspective. Easy peasy.
Amen.
In other words, I can now see from a higher perspective, that of God's. By faith, I can start rejoicing and thanking now, because faith is
now.
I can rejoice now. I can thank now. I can have gratitude now for what's coming my way in the future.
Amen.
I've marked it. That's mine.
Amen.
You ain't not touching that,
Amen.
Mr. Devil. That's mine. I claim it. I name it. I proclaim it. And I'm taking it. You see, David recovered all after the enemy came and stole, plundered, and took the wives. And David says, I'm the anointed. You better believe it. I'm running right now from Saul. But I'm the anointed. I'm going to go and claim everything. He pursued. It says David pursued, and he reclaimed all. Ooh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We ought to see by faith in where God is showing us. There, Abraham, John 8, 56, Abraham rejoiced seeing this day. He says, your father Abraham, he's talking to those Pharisees who's arguing with him. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. We ought to start looking at it. Did you know one thing? Here's something the Lord told me. We got it better than Abraham.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I was sharing with Thomas the other day. Abraham knew God as how? What was his name? I mean, Abraham talked to God face to face. But you know, when we read in the portion where Moses is, God says, my name is... Aha! He says, and I hadn't revealed it to anybody, even to Abraham. And the Lord said, I reveal myself greater and greater and greater until Jesus. And in Jesus, pew, the fullness of God dwelt. Now you and I don't go to meet with God. I carry him. Did you leave home without it?
He's in
me. You better believe it. I got him. I have a greater perspective on who I am, what I am, where I am, and where I am going, much better than Abraham. God said, look at the stars. Start walking. Now, that man had faith, so he started walking. But you know, I have the privilege of saying, what does this mean? What must I do, and how must I do it? And he says, let me help you, because my name is the helper. That's my job. I'm a genius at it. And I have his help. That makes it easy. You have no complaints now, right? You have it better, much better. And it only is getting better and better. Because now we have the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the mind of Christ. Lord have mercy. If anybody, you and I are much better equipped. So, I can't believe it. I'm going to close now. Sometimes my intro was that big. So here's the thing. And the Lord told me to do this, and I want to submit to Pastor Harley about for this. We're not going to go into groups. We're not going to do the focus groups. I'm sorry. I felt like laughing. This is going to be fun. Instead of the focus groups, I will give you maybe 4 or 5 minutes. Take the bulletin, and there are questions there. And the first question is, I want you to write this down, you know. The questions, what are 3 things in my life? Relationships, career, whatever. No. How about that? Because this is for you. This is different. The second question is, what are 3 things that you're not proud of about your life? Things that didn't happen, broken relationships, careers, put in jail, whatever it is. Whatever. Now, that's why I don't want you to get into groups, because there might be some things that you may not want to share publicly. But I want you to write that down. And you're going to keep this, because we're going to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And then the last one is, write down a prayer of thanksgiving about the good and the bad aspects. So in other words, we are going to choose to give thanks for the good things. Obviously, that's easy. But also for the things that did not pan out well, or you still look at it in regret, the past, your present. The reason is, see, God never looks at your past. He looks at your future. God's always present future. We always remind him of the past, and he says, that's taken care of. Just look to the future. So, we're going to do that. And then, I'll let you know what we're going to do next. So, let's start the time now. 5 minutes. Is 5 minutes enough? Alrighty. Thank you. So, we are done with those 2 questions. Now, that's the fun part. And this is what the Lord told me. Because we are going to start practicing. What we're going to do is we are going to publicly thank the Lord. We're going to love on him. Now, we are celebrating Thanksgiving, so it is the season. There's a reason for the season, so we will do this. But we're going to do it publicly. And here are the rules. No asking and praying. Give me this, give me that. No, we've got time for that. We are only going to have a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you for this. Thank you for this. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for you can pray about the material blessings. You can pray about intangible things, the spiritual growth, whatever. But we're going to thank him. We're going to love on him. And he says, you know, I want my church to love on me, come and date me, spend time with me, become intimate with me. And the language of intimacy starts with gratitude. If I don't tell Tina, honey, thank you so much for helping all of us be healthy, taking care of us, cleaning, doing homeschool, preparing food, juggling 5, 6 different things in a day and still being joyful about it, I'm so blessed. You know, it means something to her. It helps her say, yeah, it seems like it's chaotic, but I'm glad it's working out. You see? And the Lord loves the heart of gratitude because it can only come out of faith. So we're going to love on Jesus. Amen. Okay? No asking. So if somebody starts, says, Lord, I want this, I want that, I'll go. Okay? Is that okay? Yeah, is that okay? Because we tend to sometimes go, I'm practicing. I'm like a chiropractor. You know, he presses the bone comes back, and he does again, and he says, come back next day. So, and you know, sometimes we need a spiritual chiropractic care. Yeah? We'll do that. And here's the second thing. We will start from here. And we will go first row, then Mel, second row, third row, and we'll go on like that. And then when Mew and Santos are done, then I'll close. How about that? Not long prayers. If it's long prayers, I'll go, is that okay? Yeah. We're practicing. It can be 1 sentence, 2 sentences, not more than 20 seconds or 30 seconds. Not more than that. Yeah, so we can give opportunity for everybody to love on Jesus. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Rules clear?
Yes.
What happens if you break the rule? Yeah. All righty. Huh?
Give him some water.
You can get me the water.
can't make me drink.
Oh, you calling me a horse? All righty, we will start loving on Jesus from Miss Karen. And you know what? You can have that.
Okay. It was sticky.
Thank you, Jesus. I just love you so much. And thank you for being patient with me. Thank you, Lord. Waiting until my heart was open and searching for you and then allowing me to come to you and be saved. I thank you for my salvation, Lord. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jesus, for finding me when I really needed you and for giving me the good sense to pray for the right wife.
Thank you, Lord, for pulling me out of the gutter of sin. Thank you for forgiving me, dying on the cross for me, my family, and the rest of your people.
Thank you so very much, Lord, for your unconditional love that you've lavished upon me and lavished upon us. I do also thank you and grateful for this church body that I am a part of. I just give you praise and glory and honor for that.
Thank you, Lord, for my parents. And just thank you for being Lord and watching over everybody and taking care of. And I am very, very grateful for all that you do and have done for me and mine.
Hallelujah. Thank you for my family and friends that always were here when you need them.
Father, I thank you for your love, your tender mercies, your faithfulness through the years. Thank you that you've never forsaken me, that you abide with me daily, you talk to me daily, you're my best friend. I love you forever and ever. I look forward to seeing you face to face.
Thank you, Lord, for just accepting me into your kingdom. And Lord, just thank you for my family, church family and immediate family. I thank you for my wife, Janice, and our awesome son that he serves the Lord. And I just love you so much, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for my faith. Thank you for my family, Lord God. I thank you for our home and for our marriage. And I thank you for healing. And I thank you for restoring what the locusts had eaten.
God, I am so thankful that you have always and will always be there. Thank you that nothing I have done will cause separation because you love me no matter what. Thank you for giving me the picture of being a dad that has arms to embrace me with.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I truly love you, Lord. And I thank you for giving me a loyal, loyal friend in Donna. She has been so, so loyal to me and so faithful, something that I've not been used to. Two in my life. She is always there for me and stands by me. And I thank you for that friendship. It's a rare, rare gift. And I appreciate her so much.
Lord Jesus, I am so grateful that you do not see things the way that we do. And that we can see things through your perspective. I'm grateful, Lord, that you redeemed a time. I thank you, Father, that when we have done things that are not pleasing to you, you are always there to forgive us, to show us the way to go on. And I praise you for that. And I thank you, Lord God.
Dear Lord, I just praise you, Father, for being my father when I had no father. I praise you for your love, the love that is so profound and unconditional when I didn't deserve it. Lord, I just thank you for your sustaining me through all things, for your peace when I had no peace. For you, Lord, you are my everything. Lord, you are my hope when I have no hope. Lord, that I can look and turn to you, God, before, because you are my ever-present help. You are my everything, Father. In you I can trust, because you've never left me or forsaken me. Father, and I thank you for that I am acceptable in your eyes. When I don't perceive my value, you value me. And Lord, I thank you for that, for you taking me to another level in you, and that my source is not people around me, but my, you are, Father. But Lord, I thank you that you've given me good friends to help encourage me, and Lord, I praise you for that. I praise you, and I will ever be grateful.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for pulling me out of the muck and the miry clay, Lord Jesus. Thank you for loving me and having grace and mercy over my whole entire life and transforming me and renewing my mind. And I thank you, Jesus, that I can see from your perspective and that I can come to you and ask for your perspective, Lord. That I can see things from the victory, and I can work from the victory, and I can go from glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm so thankful. Thank you for my salvation, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you because you see me when no one else did. Thank you for transforming my life. Thank you for always thinking positive things and declaring good over me when I couldn't see it and when I declare the negative. Thank you because you are full of hope, and that hope spurs me on. Thank you, Father, for all the work that you've done in my life. Thank you, Lord, for being so patient with me. Thank you, Lord, for my husband. I am truly grateful for the gift that he is and for the family to come. Thank you for my church family, Father. Thank you for my pastors, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, Jesus, and I'm so grateful for your love over me.
Thank you, Jesus, for filling me with your spirit, that I can overcome the bad and the negative things in my life. Thank you for letting me be a blessing to others, Father. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve in your kingdom and to share that faith with others, with you inside guiding us. And I praise you, Lord, for being good to me. Thank you, Jesus, for goodness. We just thank you for all that you do and all that you give. We love you, Lord.
Jesus, I just want to thank you for loving me for who I am and for guiding me to who I can become in your name, Lord. And I praise you for this church and all the people in it. We thank you, Lord.
Jesus, I thank you that you have led us to this church body. I thank you that we have such wonderful pastors. I thank you for all they have done to us. Amen.
Jesus, I thank you for my family and for dying on the cross for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, I thank you that you are my God forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I thank you for your unfailing love, God. And the times that I try to do things on my own, you never leave me. You're just right there, and you continue to walk with me and show me the way. I thank you for your spirit, God. It is life. It puts meaning to words. It's your everything, Jesus. I thank you for continuing to dwell in us. And Lord, we just we thank you for your steadfast love, the fruit of the Spirit that you give us, God. I thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for just the spiritual journey that you have me on and for the transformation that you're bringing to my life. Thank you for your grace on my life when I married Thomas.
Lord, I just want to thank you for the love that you shared to me. Lord, when you opened my eyes to accept you, I thank you, Father, for the change in my life as you continue to show me your word. And Father, I thank you for your word. Father, I thank you for healing me from the not only the hurts of the past, but Lord, for renewing my life, making me a new creation. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you that I can see that the old Janie is gone and that the new Janie is here, and that's your love for me, Lord. I thank you for that. And your mercies is new to me every morning. I love you, Lord, and I thank you.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a Heavenly Father and being a loving Father. I thank you for the parents that you had provided for me. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the love you have given me for your word. I thank you for the Holy Spirit, and I thank you for having baptized me in the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father, for the helper that is suitable for me, that you have provided for me in your love. And I thank you for the encouragement that we can receive together in my Father's house with the people that you have brought here, that we can share with each other, encourage each other, lift one another up, and pray for each other. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I just want to thank you this morning for who you are, for what you're doing in my life and what you're going to do. Lord, I just thank you for my church and my pastors. Lord, I thank you for my family and for my kids, Lord. And I decree and declare that they will be saved, each and every one of them, Lord. I just thank you for your protection, for your provision, for your guidance. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy, for the favor that you show on my life. I thank you for your forgiveness and for all that you are, Lord, in us and through us, Lord. Father, but most importantly, I thank you for your love. And I thank you for sending your son to die for me and for all of us on Calvary. I thank you for the blood that he shed for us, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do in each and every one of our lives. And we give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name.
Lord, I just want to thank you for the wonderful life I do have and the wonderful future that you will give me. I thank you for everyone, for you leading everyone to this church, for them having a wonderful life. Lord, I thank you for letting me have all this wonderful time at this wonderful church, and may you continue to go through these wonderful people in this church lives, Lord. I thank you to any extent that you have given me the choice to live in you, Lord. Thank you for your forgiveness, your division. Lord, I thank you so much. I cannot thank you even more for the wonderful life I have and how gracious I am of you. Lord, I thank you for my mother, for guiding me over to this church. I thank you for my dad, for my stepmom, for everyone. Lord, I thank you for my family, my friends, the amazing life I have. And thank you for this church and just thank you. Lord, just thank you.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I thank you that when I ran away from you and I turned my back on you and I hated you, I thank you that you ran after me. I thank you that you pursued me when I didn't want to have anything to do with you. I thank you for loving me so intensely that even when I shunned you, you kept loving me. Thank you for saving my soul and revealing Jesus to me. Thank you for delivering me out of death and despair. Thank you for delivering me from hatred of self and all of the world systems that bound me up. Thank you for giving me life and freedom and liberty in you, Jesus. Thank you for drawing me to you and opening up my eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father, for your blessings. Thank you for my husband. Thank you that when men told me I wouldn't be able to have children, that you blessed me and gave me children. I bless you, Lord, for your goodness in my life. You have been so faithful. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for giving me, oh God, your life inside of me. Thank you for making me a victorious one. Thank you for filling me with your joy and your peace. I love you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reveal yourself to me, Lord, that you are a true God. You are the God that living among us, with us. There's no other God except you. And thank you for pointing to you that I can worship, that we all can worship to a true God, not a false God, not idols. You are a living God. You give us an open heaven, open gate to worship you, to thank you. Without this open heaven, without your Son Jesus, we have nowhere to who we worship, to who we seek, except you, Lord, except you. When we seek you, everything is pouring down to us. Nothing is impossible to you, and everything that you have was pouring out to us. And I just want to thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Your mighty Jesus name. Thank you, Lord, because you have paid it all. Your name have power. Your name have power to the enemy, and they must flee and bow down. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that given us that authority in your mighty Jesus name. Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your joke that is not heavy, it is light. It reforms me, it renews my mind. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Thank you for making a way where there was no way in every area of my life, Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you for health over myself and my wife. I'm thankful for that in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What can I say, Lord? You have made me, you have transformed me, you have changed me. I thank you for that. Thank you for who I am in you. That is never going to change. Thank you for who you are to me. That is never going to change. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the gift of salvation, for drawing me. While I was running away, you chased me with love, and you brought me to your kingdom. And then you say, have at it. What a wonderful Savior. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. There is nothing, no one more worthy of my love. And I give you all my love. Thank you for giving me the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is the best friend I could ever have, who's so jovial, who's full of fun, who has these crazy ideas, and who just does everything wonderful, who counsels me in the truth. He shows me all things and brings to remembrance all things that you have said. Reminds me at the right time, at the right moment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for equipping me. Thank you for keeping me humble, O God. And thank you for being the best gift I could ever have. Thank you for making me who I am. Thank you. The days I remember when I hated who I was and I wished I was like so-and-so and I was different. And Lord, I look at myself and I thank you. With all humility, I say, I am it. Thank you so much. I love being me because I love being me with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I thank you for your word. And I thank you for your Holy Spirit that opens up the word, expounds on it, reveals the heart of the Father, deep things, secret things. And he's revealing to us. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. And we as a church love you. And I thank you. You're just so rejoicing. You're just laughing. You're just giggling. You're just putting your chin on your hands and wondering and thinking, musing. You're just loving on us back. You're loving on us back. I bet you enjoy that, Lord. Thank you for giving me that idea. I couldn't have thought about it. Thank you that this is just the beginning. This is not just for our church. This is for our daily lifestyle. We're going to do this every day. I'm going to do this in the bathroom. I'm going to do this in the kitchen. I'm going to do it all over the place. I'm going to do it when I'm driving. This is the best lifestyle I could ever have. Thank you, Lord. I know I don't want to close, but I got to close, Lord. And so I thank you that your love is still with us. And as we now pray, Lord, because you're already here, you said, where two or three are gathered, behold, I'm there in the midst of them. You are here. We know it. So, Lord, give us, help us to flow in the gifts of the Spirit and minister, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, working on miracles, whatever, Lord, it is a tongue or interpretation, discerning, whatever. You know what we need. And I thank you that you very gladly and joyfully are here to give it to us, serve us, to bless us, to uplift us, to encourage us, and help us walk in your mindset. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. All righty. All righty. He's asking, did you all enjoy that? I enjoyed it. I mean, we could go on, but I know lunchtime is coming here.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.